Govinda Kunda Ki Jai, Giriraj Dhan Ki Jai. But we're very fortunate to see Giriraj here in this forum before our eyes. This, of course, is Govinda Kunda, and this is the place where Indra became forgiven for his aparad. The dust of Govinda Kunda is full of kripa, because Indra committed heavy Vaishnava aparad. And it goes without saying, he also offended the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was all based on his pride. So we're also little Indras ourselves. And we come to Vrindavan carrying a lot of pride on our shoulders. So we think we're bigger and better than the Brijvasis. So invariably, after a short time, we probably commit some offenses to the Brijvasis. So Indra, everyone pretty much knows the story of lifting of Govardhan Hill. Giriraj Dharanaki. But in this place is where Indra came with Airavata and Surabhi Mata. And he, of course, he bathed Krishna. But the first bath that he gave Krishna was his Premashru Abhishek. So the aparad is actually a fire in the heart. When one commits an Vaishnava aparad or all the various aparads, it creates a fire in the heart. So when the heart and mind are burning, it's very difficult to fix the mind on Krishna. So the remedy for that situation of aparad is to pour forth tears and tears of repentance at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava we've offended. The water of our sincere tears of repentance washing across the feet of the Vaishnava will put out the fire in our hearts, the fire of aparad, and create a situation where the Vaishnava forgives us. This is Krishna's quality, anugraha, which means mercy and compassion. So Indra was a big aparadi. He wanted to kill all the Brijvasis, kill all the cows, and especially kill Krishna. So for 7 days he tried relentlessly to do so, but he failed. But in the event, he committed so many Vaishnava aparads. So he came here and he cried and he begged forgiveness and he was crying. And how much tears he was pouring forth. We only have two eyes, but he has 1,000 eyes. So firstly, Indra bathed, the Abhishek of Krishna was performed with his tears of repentance. And then came the milk from Surabhi, and then came the Suraduni Ganga, the celestial Ganga coming from Airavata, carrying the elephant Airavata was bathing him with the Ganga. So this is where, at this time, after this Leela, this is where Krishna received one of his most popular names, Govinda. Because Indra, when he became repentive and submissive to the Lord, then he understood his actual position. Because pride creates a basic ignorance about our identity. So when he finally surrendered his ego to Krishna and in intense repentance, then he cried at the feet of the Lord. Then Krishna gave him intelligence to understand his true position. So he understood, yes, I am one of your servants. I am one of your demigods in charge of administrating the universe. And you are actually, I am the Lord of this one tiny universe, but you are the Govinda. You are the Lord of all the Go, all the land everywhere in the universe. You are the Lord of all the senses of every living entity. Go means senses, land. You are the Lord of the cows, the Lord of the Gopas, the Lord of the Gopis. You are the Lord of every aspect of creation. You are really Govinda. You are the Supreme Govinda. Govinda me rohe, Gopala me rohe.
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 Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bol.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bol.
Govinda me rohe, Gopala me rohe.
Govinda me rohe, Gopala me rohe.
So Govinda, this is such a beautiful name, and that name manifested here as a result of this Leela, and we'll discuss some interesting points in a few minutes about that. But here on this bank that we're taking shelter of, this southwestern bank of Govinda Kund, which is the Krishna Charanamrita, this is actually an entire lake full of Charanamrita. This is Govinda Charanamrita, the nectar from the feet of Govinda. But Madhavendra Puripad, who is the guru of Ishwarpuri, he came here and did his bhajan here. And just probably that tree, that big tree that you see leaning over the kund on the right, next to that is the Bhajan Kutir of Madhavendrapuri. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu came here on his pilgrimage, Advaita Charja came here, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came here to Govinda Kund, and he mixed his tears when he saw this place and remembered his leelas here as Sri Krishna and the whole pastimes. He started crying. So not only are all of the Charnamrita Govinda here is mixed here, but the tears of repentance of Indra, the devotee, is mixed here, but even the combined devotee avatar, Bhagavan Bhakta, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his tears are also here. So Govinda Kund is a very special place, and you'll hear some quotations from scriptures explain exactly the identity and the value of bathing in Govinda Kund. The identity of Govinda Kund and the value of bathing there. Of course, the story of Madhavendrapuri is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, his pure devotional service. And because of his whole activities here, the deity of Srinathji, Gopal Nathji, manifested here. Not exactly here, a little bit further north. What is it? Yeah, further north in Aniyur, there's a place called the Gopal Prakat Stan, which is right near the base of Giriraj, and that's where Sri Gopalji manifested. And then he was installed at Jatipur in a big temple. Now he's in Rajasthan, in Natwara. So he was following, Madhavendra Puripad was following this vow, they call it the Python vow, which is Ayachaka Vritti, which means that he wouldn't go out and beg any madhukari. He was just sitting down here on the banks of Govinda Kund doing his bhajan, chanting, meditating. And then if some food came, okay, well and good. If not, let me die here, whatever. I'm too busy doing bhajan. But somehow or other, every day, some coward boy would come and bring him a pot of milk. So the story is summarized here that he was doing bhajan continuously absorbed and unconscious of his body. It was going on for 3 days absorbed in his bhajan. Then after 3 days, then this small, dark complexion coward boy came. He said, "Oh, Baba, my mother saw you here under this tree on the banks of Govinda Kund, and you're doing your bhajan, so she sent me here to give you this pot of milk." The boy said, that little boy said, "Listen, I'm busy cowherding now, so I'll drop off this tiffin or this pot, and later I'll collect it when I return from the cows." And as Madhavendrapuri was hearing this boy's voice, he was thinking, "I've never heard such a sweet voice before. Such a sweet and charming voice. And the appearance of this boy is otherworldly, so attractive. I'm totally amazed at such a beautiful boy this is." When Madhavendrapuri drank that milk, he became overwhelmed in Krishna prema. And he could hardly sleep that night. And the boy didn't come back in the afternoon to collect the pot. So he was wondering about that. But then in a dream, when he finally fell asleep late at night, in a dream, he saw that same boy came to him and said, "Hey, Baba, my name is Gopal Nandanandan. My other name is Nathji. Although long ago, long, long ago, Bajranab, he installed me on the top of Govardhan Hill. Due to some circumstances, the Pujaris took me from there and they've hidden me in the bushes here on the side of the hill. I've been here a long time and I'm feeling very hungry and very hot, and I want you to come and serve me." Suddenly that dream broke and that boy disappeared, and Madhavendrapuri woke up. And of course, as the story goes, he unearthed that deity of Nathji. Then they installed him in Jatipur, on top of the hill in the temple, and he arranged for Seva Puja of Sri Nathji. Madhavendrapuri Padakiva. Of course, Madhavendrapuri is famous for introducing in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, bringing this hankering, this mood of hankering for the service of Radharani. Ai dina diardanathe, maturanath kadavalok, you say. This verse he was reciting, which is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's reciting at the end of his life, which is a verse that Radharani spoke after Krishna left to Mathura. He was one of the first persons to reveal this mood of Radharani's separation. Because this prayer is actually Radharani saying, "Ai dina de ardanathe, maturanatha kadava vilkase, ridiam kataram." She's saying, "Oh, you were Gopinath, you were my Gopinath, and you left Vrindavan, and now you've gone to Mathura, you're Maturanath, and without seeing you, avalokyase, Avaloka. Without seeing you, my Ridyam Kataram, Avaloka say, my heart is so disturbed and so agitated without serving you. Says Brahmi. Then the last line is Brahmiyati Kim Karomi. I'm so bewildered, Kim Karomi, what can I do in this state without your darshan, without your association, seva? Oh, my dear Lord, oh Gopinath, now you're Mathuranath, you're no longer the Lord of this Gokulnath, you're not Gokulnath, you're not Govardhannath, now you're Mathuranath. How can I live without you? So this intense mood of separation. So he was crying this out when he was leaving his body, Madhavendra Puri. So it's very interesting when you combine these two leelas here, of Indra's leela at Govinda Kund and Madhavendra Puri's leela. Because Indra's leela, Indra's pastime, has some very relevant teachings for all of us, so many, but at least we can say one, on the platform of avideya, or sadhana tattva, or the practice of sadhana, is that our heart must be free from pride. Must become free from pride. Trinadapi suni chena turor ivasahishna. Amani na amani dena kirtaniya sundari. This pride has to go. That's the first thing. So when purity is established, then we can look towards the prayojan. We can look towards the necessity and the goal of our sadhana, which is our sadhya. Sadhya means the goal, the perfectional stage which we're hankering to attain. And that goal, of course, is what Madhavendra Puri, now one side is Indra. He's a type of devotee. Karma Mishra Bhakta, he's a devotee of the Lord, and he's a Sura, devotee, demigod, big servant of the Lord. But then we have over here Madhavendra Puri, who doesn't have any big Nandakanana gardens, doesn't have dancing girls, doesn't have anything. He has nothing, doesn't have any food, doesn't have a roof over his head. He's just under the tree with some kopin, but he has prema. There are many varieties and expressions of Krishna prema, but what Madhavendra Puri is illustrating is a specific prema that we're hankering for, which is Braja prema, in a mood of separation from Radharani and her service. This prayer is Ayidina Dayardhanath Dehe. This is Dina Dayardhanath. You're the Lord, Nath, of your beloved, of your fallen, of your separated ones. So there's so much hankering here, so much, this is the whole. He captured the heart of Radharani. And this is actually the mood of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, is to capture the heart of Radharani by supporting her and serving her in all of her different relationships and leelas with the Lord. And in short, it's called Radhadasyam. This is the sadhya of Gaudiya Vaishnava, become a servant of Radharani. Even if you aspire for Sakiras or Madhurya Ras, Gopi Bhav or Gopa Bhav, which is Braj Bhakti, still, ultimately, your line of service, it'll go to Krishna and it'll end up at the lotus feet of Radharani, because even Krishna himself is serving Radharani. Madhavendra Puri Padaki Jai. So the meaning of this word, Govardhan, which short, Giri Govardhan Aki. Actually, there's one nice prayer that people, when people do Dandabhat Parikrama of Govardhan or even Radhakund, they often say this prayer. And the basic concept is that I'm offering dandavats to Giriraj. This is specifically a dandavat mantra for Giriraj. I'm offering dandavats to Giriraj. I'm taking shelter of him, lying in the dust of Govardhan. And my aspiration, my hope and desire is to attain the lotus feet, which means the eternal service of Radha and Krishna. This is the meaning of the prayer. So what is Govardhan? What does the word Govardhan mean? Gopa Gopinama Samvardhayan. So the word means, this is some from Garga Samhita, Go Gopa Gopinam Samvardhayati. It means, this is a name for Govardhan, he, Govardhan, who increases the joy of prema for the cows, for the calves, and for all the residents of Gokul. This person is called Govardhan. Giri Govardhan ki! Actually, we're really, really blessed. First of all, it's a little cloudy. The clouds are making friends with the devotees by becoming umbrellas above our heads. This is an expression of the love of Govardhan Krishna. Because if someone comes to see you, then you provide shelter to them. Sweet words, some water, an asan, food, a bath, and food,
prasadam
and a roof over the head. So Krishna is giving us a beautiful canopy of clouds in the shade of these kalpavriksha trees. Darshanam Gomata, Darshanam Giri Govardhan, Darshanam Brijvasi Brahmins. Govardhan refers to that mountain or that hill who has a special nature. His nature is to protect, because the word vardhan, besides nourishing and expanding and increasing, it also means to protect. So that mountain, which has the nature of protecting, it's like prema. Prema is like hot sugar cane juice. It's too hot to drink and too sweet to resist. This is the nature of hot sugar cane juice. And this is the nature of Krishna prema. Hara Krishna prema prapti ki. Narada Muni said, if one sees Govardhan Hill, he becomes free from the cycle of birth and death. This is in Garga Samhita. If one simply sees Giriyadharan ki, he becomes free from the cycle of birth and death. So now, the Dandabat Parikrama mantra that you've been waiting to hear. Giri Govardhan ki le sharan, Radha Krishna ki de charan, which means, if I take shelter by doing this Dandabat, or sitting here, or hearing this Harikata, or doing puja, or worship, or smaran of Giri Govardhan, Radha Krishna ki de charan. So Giri Govardhan, I'm taking your shelter. Please, I know you're very merciful, Haridas Varya, you're the greatest Haridas devotee, that you will give me the lotus feet and the service of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Because by taking shelter of Giri Govardhan, you attain the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. This is the tattva. And the leela to back it up is going to happen very soon. Because on the opposite side of Govinda Kund is the Radha Govinda Mandir. And they have a nice hall there with a roof over it. It's not really a roof, it's actually Govardhan. But actually Govardhan has moved over there, and when the rain comes, we'll go over there underneath Govardhan Hill. If it's a downpour, then it's Madhurya Kadambini. It's the sweet downpour of love. It's the Brijvasis, the real Brijvasis, not us of course, but the real Brijvasis say when it rains in Vrindavan, that's the gopis' tears. There's two kinds of tears. There's tears of separation and tears of meeting. Tears of separation are salty. So when Krishna left Vrindavan, all the gopis started crying. Every the Brijvasis, the deer, the peacock, everyone started crying. And all those tears, they filled every single river and every single lake and pokhara, and every single body of water became filled with the tears of the gopis in separation. So therefore, every single lake and sarovar in Vrindavan is salty. When the gopis meet Krishna, there's also tears of prema when one meets the beloved. And those tears are sweet. Those are sweet tears, and they're cool tears. They're cooling. So if you catch some of this rainwater and taste it, it's not salty. Rainwater is sweet, but all these lakes and kunds and are all salty. So these are all the tears of separation, and the rain is coming. It's the tears, the gopis' tears of love. So this is what the Brijvasis say. So it takes the heart of a Brijvasi to have the drishti of a Brijvasi. That's called Bhav Drishti. Vision of love. Because they love Radha and Krishna, the true Brijvasis, and they see everything like this. Okay, Govardhan ki. Hi.